I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Bibles were confiscated and destroyed by the U.S. military in Afghanistan. The 2 or 3 dozen Bibles in 2 Afghan languages were sent to a soldier by his local church to distribute as gifts to the Afghan people. Open Doors USA is an advocate of the persecuted church around the world. The ministry's president, Carl Muller, says hearing of the Bible's destruction is a bit shocking.
Had this been 6 or 7 copies of the Quran that were destroyed, there would be no end to the amount of protest you would hear.
It's illegal to convert a Muslim to another faith. Despite that, Open Doors is providing Bibles to Afghan Christians. Next, Faith Comes by Hearing's Troy Carl says a new software application called the Audio Bible Ambassador will revolutionize Bible distribution. Say you choose to be an ambassador to the Kurundi speakers of Burundi.
The computer system will go out to the grid or to the cloud, and it'll say, where have people around the world downloaded this particular language, and how do I stream that information back to that user?
A request for a Kurundi Bible in Burundi will go to your computer, and you'll send the scriptures back through a 3-layer security encryption. You'll get notification of how many people you've reached in that language group. Go to our website for details. And Worldwide Christian Schools is launching the Slum School Project, a campaign using Facebook, the online social networking site. They're raising funds and awareness to build and support 3 schools so they can provide a Christian education to kids in the slums of India. Many of their schools are in areas of extreme poverty and need support so they can open their doors to even more kids there. The goal is to raise a network of 1 million supporters and $1 million by December 2009. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'd like you to join me on a medical mission trip to Guatemala October 10th through the 17th. We especially need doctors to help provide much-needed medical care to families and children affected by mudslides in Guatemala. To apply, go to missionnetworknews.org and follow the link. I'm Greg Yoder.